Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 15, with Gina Johnson from EveryDayIsASecondChance.com.
If you want to discover your promised life, then you're at the right place. The Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller.
And I really think that God has a way of dropping people in our life for a lesson that we need right when we need it.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, my good friend, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. That's me. I'm Brad. I'm so glad you joined me today, as we are going to be talking today about when the bottom drops out of your life, how do you recover? How do you see your life as having a second chance of recovery? We'll be talking with Gina Johnson, who has the podcast Every Day is a Second Chance, based out of her website, everydayisasecondchance.com. Here at Pathway to Promise podcast, we are here to be service, to serve you, to help you in whatever situation you find in your life, where you have some obstacle or some adversity that you need to overcome in order to have a sense of peace in your life. Our understanding here at the Pathway to Promise podcast is that every person, everybody, has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that there's a pathway to follow, in order to arrive at that promised life. And we're here to be helpful in that. I have many years of experience in ministry and have a degree in transformational leadership and just love the idea of transformation in people. And that's what we're here to be helpful, to be your guide and to be a guide in this process. We do that by teaching on the topics of transformation, transformational leadership, and by talking to people who have had transformation in their life to achieve peace, prosperity, and purpose, which are the attributes of a promised life. If you like what you hear here on the Pathway to Promise podcast, I invite you to go over to our website, pathwaypromise.com. I have some resources for you there. You can find the catalog of all of our past episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast, including the first 5 episodes, which gives you a foundational understanding of the Pathway to Promise process. And you might want to go back and check out those episodes. We also have a resource for you on our website, pathwaypromise.com. It is a guide called The 4-Minute Way to Frame Your Day for Success. It's free. Just go over to the website, pathwaypromise.com, and it's there for you. We also would share with you that if you like what you hear on the Pathway to Promise podcast, we would certainly appreciate your support by sharing the good news with other folks in your network and going over and subscribing to the podcast and give us a 5-star rating if you feel like we deserve it, and a review. We would always appreciate those as well. So we believe that we can be helpful. And one of the ways we can be helpful is talking to people who have a story to tell. The story we have to tell today is about a woman who the bottom dropped out of her life. Now, maybe you've had that feeling as well, where it seemed like you were cruising along and all of a sudden everything went south. With Gina, she had a nice home, a good job. She had kids and a husband and a family. She was an athlete, a marathon runner. When one day training for a marathon, she suddenly had a tremendous pain in her head, a migraine headache, that sent her to the hospital. And there it was discovered that she, at age 34, had had a massive coronary. She'd had a heart attack, which debilitated her for months. And that was followed by a divorce. And out of the divorce came alienation from family and friends. She lost her job, and she fell into a place of dark, dark place, as she says. So that's the place where Gina had some choices to make, how she was going to respond to all the bad things that happened. Here she was cruising along, an athlete, things going along fine, and she seemingly lost everything and was all alone in the world. What would you do? What would you do when the bottom dropped out of your life? Because I believe for some of you that has happened. Well, Gina's going to help us today to understand how that doesn't have to be the end of the story. You don't have to just give up. You can deal with devastating circumstances that could just stop your life right there and give yourself a second chance. And today she's going to share with us in our great interview about the second chances that she's had in her life. And it really boils down to one word. I'll let her unpack and talk about that word in our conversation, and how that word is really key to understanding how every day can be a second chance for you. We're going to learn a lot today from Gina Johnson on the Pathway to Promise podcast. Here's our conversation right now. Our guest today on Pathway to Promise podcast is Gina Johnson, who is the publisher of the Every Day is a Second Chance podcast, where she is privileged to talk to lots of folks who've had various adversities that they've had to face in their life and have found ways to overcome them. So Gina, welcome to Pathway to Promise.
Hi, Dr. Brad. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, great. Glad to have you here, Gina. Know that you have your podcast, which is Every Day is a Second Chance, where you talk to people who have had various incidents in their life. But I have a feeling that this phrase that you use, Every Day is a Second Chance, has to do with some incidents and aspects of your life. Would you share, if you don't mind, with our audience, how you got the name Every Day is a Second Chance based on your experiences?
Oh, thank you. I would absolutely love to. It started just a little bit before 4 years ago, and I was a mom. My kids were aged 2 to 13, had a full-time job, and life was good. I was running, I was skipping, I was training for a marathon. I was about as healthy as you can get. One day I went through the day, went home, was watching a show with my kids, and I had the worst chest pain I've ever experienced. I just thought that it was heartburn because we were having some greasy popcorn that day. And I never did anything. So the next day I went to work and I took my bus out at 5:30 in the morning, and I lost my eyesight completely about 2 minutes into the drive with the worst migraine headache I've ever had.
So what happened then? You lost your eyesight. You said you were driving when that happened?
I was driving. So I pulled the bus over. They call that an aura. This was a really bad aura. And I asked my supervisor to drive me to the hospital. When I got to the hospital, I asked for some migraine medicine, and I mentioned my chest pain. So the nurse, she did some blood work, and I'll never forget, I was 34 years old. She came running, waving this paper, and she said to me, "You had one of the worst heart attacks we have ever seen. I can't believe you didn't come to the hospital last night." She said, "You could be dead right now. Do you have your will in order?" That was the point. Everything in my life changed forever.
That got your attention, didn't it? Do you have your will in order? Wow, what a question.
What a question, yes.
Well, how do you process that?
To be honest with you, I was in shock for weeks, I would say. I really couldn't believe it. And it took them 18 months to diagnose that I have a rare heart condition. So it was actually a very long journey of healing.
So how are we doing now?
Now we are great. I'm back training to do a marathon again. Excited.
There's a huge story there between that initial pain in your chest and where you're at, where you were, you know, athletic and training for a marathon back then and back training for a marathon now. That's what we want to get into with you, and to how you got there, how you got from being devastated with a blow like get your will ready to being a young woman, a young mom now, who's obviously vital and athletic, and you got some great things going in your life right now. So let's talk about that journey a little bit. You okay with that? About how we did it?
Absolutely.
When we have a shocking incident happen, like what happened to you, you have this major heart attack. You have all the dynamic situations go on with that in your health and with your family and with your mental health, your spiritual life, all the medical stuff that goes on. What kind of steps did you take to start to move out of that into something different? What were some actions that you took?
That's a great question, because I could only really see that looking back. At the time, I didn't feel like I had a plan, but I started a podcast from the hospital and lined myself up some people to interview that overcame worse things than I had. And that was what gave me the hope to pull myself up out of the dark place I was in.
So you took the action of starting a podcast. You know, so many folks, when they have bad things happen to them, they just wait for people to do something for them. You chose, even though you said something about you felt like you were in a dark place and didn't know exactly what to do, you still did that. What gave you the incentive of doing a podcast to start to move yourself out? Was it this thing about talking to people who had it worse off than you? Was that a part of it?
Actually, I had started a podcast. I joined this group called Podcast Paradise about 4 months before that and started a podcast called Active Entrepreneurs. And when they told me I had a heart attack and I was a marathon runner, I didn't want to interview anyone about being healthy anymore. And I had this huge like shame cloud hanging over my head because I felt like it was my own fault that I had a heart attack. So I spent all this time searching for someone else who went through what I did, because everybody in that unit at cardiology was in their 50s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. There was nobody 34 there. And I couldn't find anything. So I found James Altucher wrote this really awesome thing about how he was in a hotel room wanting to kill himself. And he just started this project that brought him hope. And now he's doing awesome. So I just right then and there decided to start a different podcast and picked out 10 people from the hospital that I wanted to interview.
Oh, that's awesome. Right there, right where you're at. Wow, that's cool. You just start where you're at. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Absolutely.
You know, you were right there. Were you basically confined to the hospital for a significant period of time?
It was 5 days. And when you have a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old and, you know, I think a 12-year-old at the time, it's a long time.
So what did you learn from that initial group of people that you talked to?
It took me quite a long time, probably 30 interviews, before I realized that everybody who had overcome all these horrific things had very similar skills. And I realized that anyone can get over anything if they're willing to try hard enough, if it's in God's will, of course.
So we're talking now about the connection between your body and your spiritual life and your mental health, your emotional relationships. And that sounds like you began to process that and learn that even out of the, you know, really difficult circumstances that you were in. Tell me a little bit more about the spiritual aspect of this. What kind of higher power did you draw upon or did you seek out that was key to this transformation for you?
Sure, absolutely, Brad. At that time, I was not a believer. I was very far, far, far from the path. And a coworker had invited me to the Christmas play at his church his children were in year after year after year. So he came to me and said, now that you're off work and you have some time on your hands, I got you 2 free tickets. And I was very hesitant to go because I was going through a divorce and I was in debt and I was just in such a bad place. I felt like if I went into the church, I would burn up or something bad would happen. And so when I got there, the Christmas play, it was the story of Jesus being born. And at the end, the pastor, he came out and he said, hey, if you're in a dark place and your life isn't where you want it to be, you know, it's a struggle, maybe you're not healthy, maybe your marriage isn't good. He said, you know, there is a better way and Jesus loves you. And right then and there, I invited Jesus into my heart. And that was 3 years ago. And my life just completely changed. I completely healed. I've seen so many miracles since then.
And just to clarify, when you walked into the church, you didn't burn up, did you?
No, definitely I did not.
When you came out that day, you were in a better place than when you came in, right?
I'm just remembering, it's not quite as good as that because I forgot. I didn't actually that night. I left the church and ran for my life. And I called my best friend and she made me promise to go back the next day. And she promised me that the pastor wouldn't judge me and that I wasn't going to, you know, be in big trouble for what I thought I'd done so wrong. So the next day I went to see the pastor and I cried and cried. I must have cried in his office for about 2 hours and confessed all these things that I thought were like the worst thing ever. And that was the day that I accepted Jesus in my heart. And it was God's grace that I really feel saved me.
Yeah, grace is an amazing thing. I'm so glad that you found that. I'm a pastor of a church, and I've had a similar experience on both ends of it, seeing people come to my church who have had that experience similar to yours, and even people literally curl up in fetal position a time or two when they came to their kids' Christmas event. Of course, that doesn't mean that your troubles are over, but it gives you some strength. I call it the power that you draw on in order to help sustain you and drive you through your transformation. So what have you learned now that you've had this spiritual acceptance in your life? Like what are some scriptures you may draw on? What are some spiritual foundations that you have in your life now that are helpful to you?
Well, my favorite scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I have a keychain that says that and a painting on my wall. And I just really feel that having God in my life, I don't feel like I have to do everything on my own anymore. So it takes away a lot of that anxiousness that I used to have.
And that assurance of having that plan, and that plan is to give you good stuff, a hope. One of the things we work on here on the Pathway to Promise is that the belief that every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and to have a direction in your life. That's wonderful. And yet it's not only, it's your pathway to find your promised life, to find this peace in your life. It's about action. It's about drawing on a higher power. But I'm also interested, Gina, in relationships that you have or had that may have been helpful to you. You mentioned one set of relationships, those new relationships that you made with that group of people that you interviewed initially to hear their stories. But how have important relationships, friends, family, loved ones, mentors, how has that been? How has that evolved?
I wouldn't have made it through this journey if it wasn't for friends, mentors, counselors, because when all this happened, my own father told me that he wouldn't even come see me because he felt that all the negativity in my life caused my heart attack and he didn't want anything to do with me. And my brother, he also disowned me, and I lost all my friends because I also went through a divorce at the same time. So I felt like, wow, if all these people don't want me in their life, then I must be a horrible person. And it really took a lot of really good mentors, counselors, and pastors to help me see that that really was not the case.
My goodness. So you had all kinds of, you had family dynamic stuff going on. You had your divorce, of course, that was going on, and your physical health issues, and sound like you had a lot of guilt and all that kind of stuff happening. Yet some people walked into your life and stepped into your life when some others seemed to walk away. What do you make of that? What do you make of that opportunity that people came into your life at that time?
It was really amazing. The first person was from Podcast Paradise, and she just private messaged me and said, "I'm a coach, and if you'd like some free coaching, I'd be happy to give that to you." And in the hospital, we started, and then it's like the baton was just passed from one person to the next. And I really think that God has a way of dropping people in our life for a lesson that we need right when we need it.
I sometimes call those holy appointments, where something holy happens or something of God happens if we just don't quite get it, a consciousness maybe even later on. So have you been able to pass on to others some of this, to carry on some of this, things that you've discovered in building and helping other people? Has it been a part of what you've been about?
It has been. When I was in the hospital, I made a promise that I would create some way that nobody would ever be alone like I was. And last year, I started a nonprofit that will offer free coaching to people on an emergency basis that can't afford it. And then I started praying that God would bring people in my life I could mentor. And ever since then, there's been no shortage of people coming in my life that I've been able to give back to what was given to me.
It sounds like that's been a great part of healing in your life. Has it also been a part of helping you to put in a proper place these relationships, which were so devastating? You mentioned your father and going through a divorce and some friends that left you. Has it been able to help you process where to place those relationships in your life right now?
Yeah, it's definitely helped me. And it's helped me to realize that our family is not the only people that can be in our life. They say it takes a community to raise a child. And I think it truly takes a community for anyone to be successful.
I know that's something that I see you mentioned quite a bit in your writing, is developing community and how that's part of what you're working on, developing community. Gina, when we work through this process of getting better and to find it a good place to be in our life, I call it the promised life, we do have to take action. We have to draw on a higher power, a spiritual realm, I believe, and to get connected with positive, life-giving relationships. And yet another part of this whole process is kind of the nuts and bolts, the dynamic. How do you live everyday life? Because you went through that drama and that trauma of being in the hospital with your heart attack, and yet eventually you had to get back to everyday life, didn't you? I assume you went back to work eventually, and you still were a mom to your kids. What were some of the things that you've done to help you get back in the swing of life and to have some disciplines in your life to help you get through every day?
You know, I never was able to go back to my job because I was a public transit driver. And they didn't feel that it was safe for me to drive a bus any longer. So I ended up starting a new career over again. And I did that for about a year while taking my life coaching training. And then once I became a certified life coach, I started my own business. And to do that, to be a mom and have I have a granddaughter now too. So, you know, 3.5 kids here does require a lot of discipline. And I think for me, it's three things. The first one is the foundation of prayer and worship, because if I start a day now without that, it doesn't usually go well. Yeah, as you say, just that discipline, that making a list of things to do and making sure I do them no matter what every day.
So a spiritual discipline and then your to-do list, your action points for the day. That's what I like to call it, at least, my action points or things I have to accomplish. Gina, the end result or the place that we go when we have a drama and a trauma in our life is to find a place that we have a true sense of meaningfulness in our life, because so many people are maligned with meaninglessness in their life. And it sounds like you found some real purpose in your life right now. And that's, I just want to say that is awesome. I wanted to ask you, though, that what we say in Pathway to Promise is that where we think we believe God has a promised life of peace and prosperity and purpose for everyone. So what brings you peace right now?
Well, lots of things bring me peace right now. Worship music and spending time in the garden. And I live on a mountain, so listening to all the birds singing around me.
And the second part of that is, what is your purpose? What do you believe? I'll say this. What do you believe God has in mind for you? What do you believe is the big why, the big direction in your life now?
I really believe that my purpose is just to be a light of God to others in a dark place and to give people hope and love. And there's many ways that you can do that in work, but at the core of it, that's what I do.
Well, it sounds like also that, you know, you're able to share out of the darkness of your experience to help illuminate people in their experiences. How about a story that you, of someone you've helped out or that's been in your life? You don't have to give the, you know, names or whatever, but I'd like to hear a good news story out of your life about something that you've done or been involved with that really was a good thing.
Gosh, I would say that goes back all the way to when I was like 2 or 3. My mom was just telling me I've had about 5 times I've almost died in my life. And she was telling me one of them, I was about 3 and I had bronchitis and my lungs would fill up with fluid and they had to give me a trachea where they put a tube down your throat to save my life once. And she said, every time I was in the hospital, I'd be like running around to the other kids and telling them, like, don't worry, it's okay. If you don't cry, you can breathe better. So from just a little age, it's always been my want to just encourage people. And I can take that with me right into my adult life, where I see people that I just get stuck and think, like, that's it, I can't go any further. And I just love to encourage them and tell them, like, you can do it, and share stories I pull in of other people that have done it to help them to be motivated to keep moving.
So being an encourager is part of your purpose. Well, the other thing we say here in the Pathway to Promise is the promise that I believe God gives us for prosperity in your life, and that can be defined lots of ways. But I'd like to ask you how you define prosperity in your life.
I define prosperity in my life that every day I wake up and I'm able to go out there in the world and do the work I'm called to do is prosperous for me. And then just adding in the love I have in my family now and the love that I have in my life that I've never before known, that for me is very prosperous.
Sound like a much different place than that dark place of lack where you were at not all that long ago.
But if you talked to me then, just before my heart attack, I would have said prosperous is that we had a nice truck and a nice house and nice stuff and kids that played hockey. It was very different.
So your definition of prosperity was different then, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
So part of your transformation, part of finding your promised life is values, how your values have changed. Well, Gina, what are you using now to be helpful to you? You mentioned that you've received life coaching training. What kind of resources, books, people, mentors, workshops, what kind of things have been helpful to you that you might share as an encouragement to others?
Sure. Some of my favorite resources that have lasted all the way through the last 5 or 6 years is Earle Nightingale's The Strangest Secret. I listen to that still at least once a week. And Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. I keep that book with me and check back often. And my newest resource would be the Bible. I read the entire Bible in a year last year, and I think that's a great thing everyone should take on at least once in their life.
That's a great practice to have. I do that practice myself, yes. And that kind of goes back to some of the disciplines that we can have. If you make a daily discipline, if you do something on a regular basis to help yourself physically and mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that's a good thing if you can do that. That's great.
And of course, your podcast, The Pathway to Promise, is a great resource. I think everybody should have a few podcasts in their pocket that if they're ever, you know, needing some inspiration, they can pull out and just have right there for them.
Well, that's kind of you to say. And I think what you're involved with in your podcast is telling these stories of transformation as well. And I want to encourage you in that area as well and encourage our listeners. And I want you to share with us, Gina, a little bit more about what you do on your podcast and what are you up to? What can people, what can we look forward from you, and how can people be in contact with you?
Sure. My podcast is a Second Chance podcast, and I interview people that have had near-death experiences or overcome illness. And right now I'm writing a book. I'm going to be sharing the top listened to stories with some of the things I learned from my own healing journey. And it will be called Victorious Healing. And everything that I have is at everydayisasecondchance.com.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you with us today, Gina Johnson, from the everydayisasecondchance.com and the Everyday is a Second Chance podcast. Thank you, Gina. Community. Community is the word that Gina taught us as being essential for her to overcome the devastating circumstances that she had in her life. And I would just encourage you to camp on that word community in your life. Let's see what we learned from Gina about how that can help you turn things around and give you and me a second chance as well. Gina had to seek out a new community when her former relationships went by the wayside. She sought out an online community with a group called Podcasters Paradise, and there are some people there reached out to her and were helpful to her to help coach her through her dark, dark moments. She developed a community of new friends and also friends who stuck with her when she was going through this health crisis and the other things she was going through. And a part of connecting with the community of her friends and her new friends was developing and associating with a community in a church. And in that church, she found connection and a community with her faith. And she accepted her Jesus Christ as her Lord, and her Christian faith and studies of the scripture has now been a part of her growing and her development, which has helped her to get through all these bad times in her life. She also has developed a community with the people that she serves now. She interviews and talks with people who have overcome devastating health matters, disease, and other bad things have happened to them on her podcast, and is writing a book which has to do with the stories of people who have overcome health crises. And then she has developed a new community of an online group of folks that she serves through her Every Day is a Second Chance podcast and through her online coaching. And she says, as I'm sure you heard, she now feels called to encourage. So here's the lesson for us to learn today, friends. If you have the bottom drop out of your life, take massive action and be an encourager to other people. I think that's a great lesson that we can learn today from our conversation with Gina Johnson. Here at the Pathway to Promise podcast, we are here to be an encourager to you. We know that many of us have great obstacles and adversities to overcome to achieve success in our business or in our marriages or in our health or in our emotional or spiritual life, and that there are obstacles to overcome. And I believe that God has given you you have a God-given right to have a promised life of peace and prosperity and purpose in your life, and that part of that process then is to take action, to draw upon a higher power greater than yourself, to get connected with the fuel of loving, encouraging relationships, and to discipline yourself, to have the discipline to carry through with all these things. That's our teaching. That's our core teaching here at the Pathway to Promise podcast. My name is Brad Miller, and I love to teach, and I love life transformation. That's what I'm all about. If you'd like to learn more about me and about what our podcast is all about and about our mission to help people find their promised life, you can head over to our website, pathwaypromise.com. There you can find some resources to be helpful. You can find all of our past episodes, some great teaching we have in our past episodes of our podcast. And we have a resource for you there, which is called the 4-Minute Way to Frame Your Day for Success. And that's a resource that you can use to help start and end your day successfully. It's great to have you with us here, my friend, on the Pathway to Promise podcast. I encourage you to encourage others to tune us in each week on whatever platform you are listening to us today. And if you're so inclined, please subscribe and give us a rating of 5 stars and a review of a line or two. That would be helpful to share the good news with people in your network. Look forward to being with you again next week with another episode of encouragement to help you overcome adversity and achieve success here on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. Until next time, please remember to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.